You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I don't know what's in this drink. Some random guy just handed it to me. But I assume it's made of rocket fuel from the way my heart's been.
Listening to the song About Nothing. Now, this song is by the band Radio for Pets. The band's out of the Green Bay area, and I am so lucky I have Billy Block. Billy is the lead singer in the band. Billy, thanks for joining us. Yay!
Oh, of course. I'm glad to be here today.
First thing I want to ask you, before we get into the name of the band Radio for Pets, can you tell us a little bit about the song About Nothing?
Yeah, About Nothing. I think I like it because there's not a lot in that song that's buried in metaphor. Like, it is exactly what it says on the tin. It is just a out and out cheesy sort of like pop punk love song. And I think doing a song like that every once in a while, especially when the rest of our catalog does tend to be on the darker, sort of sadder side, is, I don't know, it's just like a nice breath of fresh air to go out and do something just exuberant and happy, you know?
You gotta love it, because when you are listening to it, you kind of start bopping around, and that's fun. Now, from there, I want to ask you about Radio for Pets. Do you target your music towards pets? Because I have read that pets love music too.
We write music exclusively for animals, actually, and just the fact that people also like it is like a nice, you know, it's a nice little surprise every once in a while, you know? But really, it's for your dog, exclusively. So,
no cats? Are you being mean to cats?
No. Well, this goes to something I was talk about. I've used to for a long time said as a joke that like every sort of love song that I've ever written is about my cat, Lily. She did pass away last year, unfortunately. Oh. She had a long, long, happy life. She was 19. The grain of truth to that joke I always used to tell was, like, she loved listening to me play music. So whenever I'd pull out my guitar and sit down to start working on and writing something, she would always be like right there, curled up, purring and sleeping. And so as much as I joke, like every love song I ever wrote was for Lily, every song I ever wrote, for the most part in my entire career, was with her sitting there, me just playing music for her.
They can be such an inspiration, but then when you read research about how much animals really can love music, and of course, vice versa, it's so good for us to listen to music too. But Radio for Pets, where does the name of the band come from?
So there is a cartoon called Avatar: Legend of Korra. I wish there was a cooler story behind it. But there's a gag where it's like this sleazy business guy and he's throwing out like business ideas. And, you know, he's like, I don't know, cars for children. No, that's not going to work. Radio for Pets. And he just kind of throws that out in the middle of like a long list of different business ideas. And I'm like, that's fun.
It makes for a great band name and a great discussion. I mean, what a way to open the door to just be able to talk to anyone about anything.
Right.
I do want to ask you, you know, since we are talking about pets and you opened up about your cat,
yes.
I have seen that all of you in the band have also volunteered to try to get animals adopted to find their forever home.
Yes.
That is so heartwarming. Why is that important?
I've always said, like, in general, charity work is very important to me as an artist, for any organization, really. But again, with the name Radio for Pets, doing stuff with like the Humane Society, we just did that photo shoot. I think that's what you're referencing, with Safe Haven here in Green Bay. They're like a cat sanctuary. Just doing stuff like that just feels right. as an artist, you know, we rely so much on community support for everything we do, you know, like the fans or whatever. And it feels important to give back as much as we can. And if we can help some animals find a house, like especially, I am a very big cat person. So yeah. Working with Safe Haven was a whole lot of fun.
If people want to see some of those photos, I mean, they are cute. They're clever. This isn't you guys just sitting around and there's some cats around. You guys are snuggling the cats. Where well, can people check those out?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're all posted up on our Facebook page, which, you know, give us a follow and a like. That helps out local bands a whole lot.
but you get it because you did a cat portrait, you know, that yes. That's pretty special. So you get it. You get the idea. What else can you tell me about your band?
We've been playing now for about 3 years. We are currently in the process of writing and recording our first full-length album. Also, for those of you listening, if you live in the Fox Cities area, we are going to be auditioning drummers relatively soon. So keep an eye on our social medias for that if you're looking to join a band.
So we are going to end this interview now with one of your other songs called okay. Nervous Looks Good on You. Yes. Is this written about a pet?
No. this song, the backstory is the vibe of the song. Like what it's about is like sort of the feelings you get when like you're in a brand new relationship and it's just starting and, you know, you're sort of crazy about this person, but you also don't want to seem like a weirdo.
This is Billy Block. He is with Radio for Pets. Let's take a listen to this song now. Nervous Looks Good on You. Billy, thanks so much for your time. This has been really fun.
Thank you for having me.
I've spent the last hour looking for porn stars who look like you. Now I'm lying in the shower. The water's one cold. I'm not sure what to do. Tonight.